pray that you have come. Like I said, if so, give me a call so I can send you the material to give you a life, to help you know what to do now you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And our number here again, while we're on the air, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. Or like I said, you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And we'll send material to you, like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. It's 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, August the 28th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. We are featuring today new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists. And on this last set, we heard 10th Avenue North with Christ is Risen. The Newsboys were next with We Believe. Phil Wickham with This is Amazing Grace. Lisa Page and Royal Priesthood with I Want to Say Thank You. Donna Larson Company with The Gift. And we conclude the set with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if so, please contact us so we can send you some material to help you grow in your new life in Him. And again, our phone number here in the studio while we're here till 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send it out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. Okay, let's continue. Hillsong coming up next here on Sounds of Praise and Heaven and Earth.
His pride is getting torn down. His confidence is worn out. This ain't the way he dreamed that it would be. But he won't ever ask why, 'cause he's made up his mind. He's a fighter, got that fire when they thought he'd fade away. Throws a fist up as he gets up, feeling stronger every day. When he gets down on his knees, he finds the courage to believe. He's a fighter, he's a fighter who inspires. She knows the name of every nurse she sees. And though she don't like the chemo, she waits it out, never losing hope that someday soon she'll be cancer free. She's a fighter, got that fire when they thought she'd fade away. Throws a fist up, keeps her head up, feeling stronger every day. When she gets down on her knees, she finds the courage to believe. She's a fighter, she's a fighter who inspires. Yeah, he's a fighter who inspires me. He inspires me. You're my inspiration, my inspiration, yeah. You're my inspiration, my inspiration, yeah. You are my inspiration, my inspiration, yeah. You're my inspiration, my inspiration, yeah.
It's 7:14 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Evangelist, and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, August 28th, 2016 edition of the Sound of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. On this last set, we heard Lisa Page and Royal Priesthood with I Want to Say Thank You, Donna Lawrence and Company with The Gift, Pastor Donnie McClurkin along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come to faith in Christ, and if so, please contact us so we can send you some material to help you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And our phone number here in the studio till about 8 o'clock is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. And if you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB. V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, VB, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, but before we also heard Hillsong with Heaven and Earth, and Jamie Grace concluded the set with Fighter. Okay, 7:16 is time for the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. You have a prayer request or a praise report. The number to call, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 855-915-WMFO. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Prayer Changes Things. And she's going to be followed by Dorothy Norwood, her old companion from the Caravans, and Old Jesus, here on the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the Sounds of Praise ministry.
Can't see. fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say. All you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
It's 7:26 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We just have two prayer requests. We're praying for the families and friends of the victims of the earthquake in Italy. Over 200 people passed away suddenly during the earthquakes. And they're not even certain that they've recovered all of the victims because there's so many tourists who were in the area at the time. So we're praying that God's going to minister in that situation, the earthquake survivors and family members and friends in Italy. We're praying for the family of Dwayne Wade, the basketball player, whose cousin was shot and killed this past week. She was taking her youngest child to register for a school, and she was not the intended victim, but gunfire broke out and she was hit by a couple of bullets and passed away. Dwayne Wade's cousin in Chicago killed as an innocent victim of senseless gunfire on the streets of Chicago. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning and we thank you, Lord, because you're God and beside you there is none other. And when we're confronted by situations that we cannot understand and violent earthquakes which take victims' lives, we pray, O Lord, that we might recognize the need to be in total contact with you, to be yielded and surrendered to you, to be under your control. So we are where we should be, where you would have us to be according to your perfect will. So that no matter what takes place there, then we know that because we are in your will and doing the things you would have us to do, that we are not out of place and victims of things that we should not encounter. But anyway, in the situation that took place in Italy with the great earthquake, Lord, in the town that is practically demolished and over 200 lives have passed, we pray for those who are homeless. We pray for those who are dramatically touched because of the loss of loved ones. We pray for those bodies which may not have been, we pray for those who have bodies who have not been found as yet. Whatever the situation, Lord, we bring it to you because we know that you're the master of every situation. And so therefore, because you are able to work all things together for your good and for your glory to those who love you, we're trusting and praising you, Lord, even in this situation, knowing that you have a message for us, you have meaning and you have purpose for it. And even though we can't understand it, Lord, we're putting it into your hands, asking you to work mightily in the lives of your people and those who are outside of your saving grace and keeping power. May they recognize, even through this traumatic situation, the need to yield themselves to you and to your control so you might be their savior and their deliverer whenever situations like that arise again. We pray for victory that you alone can give. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Dwayne Wade and his family who lost a loved one through senseless gunfire in Chicago, we pray, O Lord, you would minister powerfully in their behalf. We pray, O Lord, that you would bless and strengthen them during this time of loss. The young lady who passed away has four children. We pray, O Lord, you would minister in their lives especially, comfort them and strengthen them, provide for them, meet each and every need. Even through this situation, may their lives be turned around and be a symbol of the blessing that you can bring out of chaos and out of senseless situations. So we pray, O Lord, that great and mighty things might take place even during this time of loss and even after this time of loss and tragedy, that many might be won to the kingdom, recognizing as they travel down various streets in various situations the need to put their faith and trust and confidence totally in you, so you might work powerfully in their behalf, so that great and mighty things might be accomplished in and through their lives, and you might preserve and bless and strengthen and deliver and minister powerfully as only you can. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name and for your praise and for your glory. And let the people of God out there say amen and amen. It is 7:30 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, the last Sunday in the month of August. Yikes. August 28th, 2016. And yeah, we're getting into moving into the fall season. And you know what comes after that if you are a New Englander. But anyway, We place ourselves in God's hands, and no matter what the weather might be, or situation might be, or global warming might be, or whatever might come, we know that in your hands we have your victory. I want to remind you, however, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sound of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781 648 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And as soon as we get our hands on your requests, we'll start praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sound of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And if no one picks up, just leave a message. That's what our answering system is for. And we'll get your message. And then, like I said, we'll still begin to pray for you as soon as we get it. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Or if you wish, you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material. We'll begin praying for you as soon as we receive your prayer request or your praise report. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. 7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. We're continuing with more new music, top hits of the year 2016. And local artist, this is Lincoln Brewster. And from the album of the same name, this is Oxygen.
More than oxygen. More than oxygen.
Lincoln Brewster here on Sounds of Praise and Oxygen. Here's the Bishop, Hezekiah Walker and LFC from the album of the same name, and this is Better. New music here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry your soul. It will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is in control,
y'all.
Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC here on Sounds of Praise and Better. And here we come with Bishop William Murphy III. And from the album Demonstrate, this is Alive here on Sounds of Praise.
I know they probably told you to put put your phones up, but I want you to get your phone out. I want you to cut your light on. Come on now, if you get your video camera out, we gonna fight you, but it's all right. Come on, get your camera out. I want you to say this, light it up.
Bishop William Murphy III here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Alive and Light It Up. 7:44, the Sounds of Praise time, keeping the music rolling for the final 16 minutes of our program today. Ricky Dillard and New G, and this is Grace here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, catch a foot like this and snap your finger, come on.
Take some time.
Let me take some time to testify
about God's grace.
About God's grace.
All grace.
All grace.
His unmerited grace.
Unmerited grace.
When he died, he left us a new covenant.
When he died, he left us a new covenant.
And it's called grace.
And it's called grace.
John 3:16 says, whosoever believes, it's unmerited grace. Those of you who live on bad streets, if I make it home and turn my key in the door, that's grace.
That's called grace.
And if I can just make it inside, everything's all right.
Unmerited
grace. Anybody believe that in the room today? Come on, say, he sent his grace.
He sent his grace always to remind me of his unmerited grace.
So he said his grace.
Grace. It's
there.
Even when I come wrong.
Listen here, those of you who are under God, unemployed, unknown,
grace.
Any of you got some problems out there? Problem here, problem there.
Peace.
Ricky Dillon and New G here on Sounds of Praise and His Grace. This is Brian Courtney Wilson and Stand My Ground here on Sounds of Praise.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, and the troubles of this life begin to weigh me down, I've decided not to give way to the fear. I discovered that your presence means my help is near.
I'll stand my ground and I will worship you. I'm moving forward, nothing will be the same.
My hope is built on you, Lord, because you're mighty to save.
I'll stand my ground.
Anybody wanna stand
in
here?
I'll worship you.
Anybody wanna worship?
I'll stand my ground.
I'll stand my ground. Worship
him
tonight. We tried to make it real easy. Come on, sing it together.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, and the troubles of this life begin to weigh me down, I decided not to give way to the fear. I discovered that your presence means my help.
Today
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church
say
amen. Yeah.
In the background, we have the late Bishop Andre Crouch along with Bishop Marvin Winans, and Let the Church Say Amen. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Hopefully you enjoyed what we brought you. Today, next Sunday, I believe, we're going to be back with more new music and top hits of the year 2016. At least that's what I believe we have scheduled. If not, we'll let you know. We'll surprise you when you tune in next Sunday. But if by chance I can't see you here next Sunday, I'm going to be looking for you over there. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week. And the Lord will see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. if the Lord allows us to do it all over again. And if not, like I said, I'll be looking for you over there. God bless.